Chapter 4. Sonny Liman was trying to pinpoint just exactly when his life had turned to shit. 8 years as a cop, and all he had to show for it was maybe half the pension he might get to keep when his soon-to-be ex-wife was finished eviscerating him. Assuming, of course, that he didn't get bounced before he reached retirement in another 22 years, the bad news, or end up stacking time in a federal pen for going on the pad for the Mexicans, the worst news. The scheme had sounded so solid at first. Doing business the old-fashioned way with a veteran like Devlin seemed like a no-brainer, which it pretty much was.
A fistful of cash a couple times a week for looking the other way while a sorry batch of wetbacks walked into San Diego without harassment?
What the hell, right? They were coming in by the thousands every week, through a border crossing that was more like a kitchen strainer than a barrier.
But the flow of King Mike's pollos kept growing, while his cash seemed to have stopped coming altogether,
which created a big problem for Sonny Liman. Once you're in, you're in. Like he had once read somewhere, culpability isn't currency, and sharing it doesn't reduce a person's portion. In fact, it seemed just the opposite. Culpability grew like a tumor, and Sonny Liman had begun to feel it consuming him. Steve Devlin was another story entirely. Sonny could only guess at the graft a balls-to-the-wall player like Devlin had immersed himself in during his 20-odd years on the job. Nothing seemed to get to him. Not much, anyway. But even Devlin would have to admit that it felt like the wheels were coming off this thing with Miguel Zamora. Last night had been off the rails. He tipped back the watery remnants of his first Jack and Coke of the day and tried to wrap his head around the trajectory of his life.